Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, Spear again. We're gonna try another chat and another show today. If you'd like to call in and get a reading, that would be awesome. If not, you can listen in or go open up the chat room here, and we'll be there.
Hopefully, this is okay. So definitely, let me know. Call in if you'd like. And let me know if you'd like a reading, okay? All right, so, yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some good readings in today, and we'll be doing good with this. So let's see here. But, yeah, just let me know, and we'll go from here, and we'll see what happens. So... again, my name is Bear, and I'm going to be doing some readings today, so feel free to call in, and we'll discuss some things, and we'll be just hanging out for a little while. So, in that aspect of things, I am going to turn on some music real quick, and we will return, and... yeah, so don't go anywhere. Let's
thank you.
All right, guys, we're back. Let me get my headphones on. Sorry.
We are back, though. And we're going to take some readings. We're going to take some calls. There is a guest in the room. Feel free to call in and get a reading where we can talk paranormal, whatever you want to do. Hey, this is you. Okay, hi guys, we're back. We're going to take some calls if we can. We've got a guest in the chat room, guest 1362. Feel free to call in for a reading or just mess around or cuss me out or whatever you want to do. Whatever it is your heart desires. Hello, Anitra. Oh my goodness, it has been a long time. This is Bear. Please don't go away. I would love to talk to you and catch up a little bit. It's been years. So, hi, how are you? Feel free to call in for a reading. I haven't done this in a long time. And, I haven't done this in a long time, so I'm still a little rusty. So, Anitra, why don't you try to call in? I would love to do a reading for you and get caught up a little bit. You would not believe what I've been doing the last two or three years. It has been amazing. Feel free to call in. Let me check my, nope, not yet. So, if you feel comfortable in calling in, I know sometimes you don't, I remember you don't really like to call in a lot of times, but, okay, I figured, listening while at work. That's awesome. Okay, well, I want to say something real quick. And yes, I am making this kind of public, but it's worth it. Anitra, I owe you a huge apology, and I might as well just do it on the air. Who cares, right? Okay, so I owe you a huge apology, and back then I was a complete prick, and did not care about anyone but myself. And I definitely was not grounded. I definitely was not myself, and I was in a bad, bad marriage, and that ended finally, thank God. And since then, I've been in Colorado, I've been in Oregon, I've been in Washington State. I've lived all over the place, and in places to where you can use medical cannabis, and it takes my epilepsy completely away. No pills, no nothing, just using that, no seizures, for 2 years, last year in Breckenridge and this year in Portland, Oregon. So, well, actually Beaverton. But anyway, and I appreciate that, Anitra, no worries, Bear, water off duck's back. I appreciate that, Anitra, and I will not, I'm a different person now, believe it or not. And I really am. I've grown up a lot and a lot more maturity, things like that, where I would usually get into stuff with people and all that mess. But at any rate, we're still looking for our first caller. And I've been doing as much advertising as I can, but I don't know. We just can't get anybody in the chat room. So, hopefully we'll have some people here soon. Let me work on maybe getting some people in here. Let's see here. Let me work on this real quick. And, okay, my coffee is ready. So I'm going to go to the chat room. Let's see. I'm going to go to Facebook and put it in a couple people's box here. And let's see here. Paste. Okay. Let's see. Okay, sorry, guys. I'm just trying to get some marketing, some advertising out there if I can. Let's see here. There we go. Okay. All right, so maybe we'll have a few people call in, who knows, right? So right now I just want to talk about something. My dad passed away in my arms about 3 weeks ago. And so he had a major heart sorry, I told myself I would not get upset. I was talking about this. Okay, so 3 weeks ago, my dad calls upstairs, and I'm up in the apartment with Chloe and my dog, one of my favorite dogs. She's my service dog. So, but anyway, I missed probably 7 steps going down the staircase. I was running, and I could tell something was wrong on the phone. And I went in there, and for about 15 minutes, he kept yelling, "It hurts, it hurts, it hurts." And I called the ambulance immediately, even though it screamed at me, "No." I called the ambulance immediately, and by the time everybody got there, he was dead. He had been dead for about 5 minutes. So, please send me some good energy. Please, everybody. I know my dad's in a better place. Sophie, I know my dad's in a better place, and I have not ever lost anybody like this before. So I'm wondering if it gets any better. So I'm sorry. I'm not right now. So I'm going to take 315 very code. Hey, 315, how are you?
Hey, darling.
Hey. I'm kind of losing it here.
Yeah, I can hear you. It's as they expect.
I don't know. Anitra's on the phone, on the line, or not on the line, but in the chat room. Do you remember her?
Yes, I do. She's on my friends list, still on Facebook.
Yeah, she's on here, and I apologized about just being an idiot. And there's stuff for peace. Oh, good. Okay, maybe we'll have some other callers, too. So
there you go.
Yeah, I think that will take my mind off of it. But I was wanting to tell Anitra what happened. When he was definitely gone, I saw this white mist, this whitish gray mist go out of his body and out the door. And I don't know. It makes me want to do like EVPs in here or something, you know, and talk to him and see if he'll talk to me. Completely changed my mind about the paranormal and everything else. So, hold on, I'll settle down. I've got my coffee cooking in here anyway. Oh. Okay, thank you guys, sorry, I am so sorry. Anybody that's willing to come in and call in, please do. We'll do readings for you, and or we can talk about the paranormal, whatever you want to do. We can talk about anything you want. And my chat room's having a little bit of a hiccup, so hopefully it'll stay on there. But anyway, you know, well, I tell you what, guys, I'm going to take 30 seconds. I'm going to go get my coffee and then get it ready, and then I will be right back. So just hold on 1 second. All right, sorry about that. We're good to go. So now I have a coffee, and now all I need... Oh, thank you, Anitra. Ada for peace. Um, Thank you. I really appreciate it. Where'd Duff for Peace go? Where'd you go, Anitra? I mean, Annette?
Oh, I'm right here.
Oh, you're there. Okay, good. I was like, where'd everybody go?
I'm here. I'm hoping to get a text from my brother saying that he'll bring my car up to me.
Oh,
so if
okay,
I gotcha. That's going on, okay? That's what I tried to say earlier.
Okay. I'm putting my dogs blanket up real quick. I'm outside. It's got to be cold out there, but...
Nope, you get broken up. Barry? Barry? What happened?
Okay, sorry about that, guys. Again, we had some difficulties with my sound and my phone and all that fun stuff. You know how Blog Talk is. We got Anitra. Oh, I missed you. And you are a lovely person. And Dove for Peace, same thing for you. And hello, guest 162. I can't hear anything. See, I don't know why you wouldn't be able to. Okay, how about this? Not sure if this will be better or not. Can you guys hear me? Okay, good. Thank you, Anitra. Okay, so, yeah, that was from before, I guess. Yeah, you're right. Okay, Dove for Peace. Anybody, feel free to call. Oh, there's my old friend Annette again. Hey, something happened and just completely cut off.
Yeah, I don't know if I hit the off button on my phone or what happened. So I just wrote to you in Facebook. I said, I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what happened either. It's one of those things where you just never know. But those Anitra and the guests are still on. Duff for Pete went somewhere. But anyway, you know, I really should have got into that whole thing because I got upset with Anitra. But I figured she might want to know, you know, because we did talk for a long time. We were friends.
Right.
I think we were. I mean, I've talked to her a lot.
Right. Uh-oh, you're cutting in and out again.
Doing it again? Damn it.
What? Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'll plug this back in. Okay, what about now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, good deal. I'm going to hopefully be able to leave the phone in the right place. So,
yep.
Anyway, Anitra, I wanted to ask you some questions. Maybe you can type them in if I ask you a few questions for you. Are you still, let's see, you were living in, why do I want to say, What is it by up there by New York? Is it the? No, that's not by New York. Maybe she's in the Northwest. I think she's in the Northwest, actually. I don't know. She'll answer in a minute. She's typing right now. She'll answer in a minute.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, oh, Canada. Okay, that's right. This is great. Stay positive and not let this bother me. Okay, so Canada for Anitra. Anitra, I wanted to tell you, I spent the whole year. Hey, Lexi, how are you? Feel free to call in, please, 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 please. We are sitting on empty as far as people that want a reading, seriously. So please call in if you feel like it, okay? But Anitra, I wanted to let you know that, let's see, last year I lived in Colorado for a year, and then this year I lived in Portland, Oregon for a year, basically. And it was beautiful country, and since I don't have any kids and not married, it was wonderful because I didn't really have anything tying me down to do whatever I wanted to do, you know? So it was wonderful, but it allowed me to really ground myself. It allowed me to come back with a different attitude, and it allowed me to come back and say, hey, okay, it's time to do this. You know, it's time to, you know, 40 years old, it's time to take things seriously, you know? And I think I'm slowly but surely kind of getting the idea for that, you know? And thank you, Anitra. Slowly but surely getting things. Yeah. There's okay. So I'm munching here, I'm sorry guys. You don't want to hear me slopping around and sorry. Could you imagine if somebody tuned in right then? They'd think but anyway, there's just been so much insane. You know.
Barry?
Okay, so we got a different way of doing this now. Let's get Annetta, is that you?
Yep.
Okay, so it might not sound quite as clear, but that's okay.
Okay.
At least I figured out a way to where it's not going to completely die on me and cut out.
Yeah, I put my phone on the armrest too, so I don't hang it up by mistake.
Yeah, that would not, and that would confuse me today. So, you know, the less confusion, the better. Hey, Dove
yeah.
for Peace, you feel like calling in? Dove for Peace, you feel like calling in? We need a caller. We really do. Lexi, any chance? Get a reading. Tell us a paranormal story that you've experienced. I can tell you a couple. You know what? If nobody comes into the studio anytime soon, I'm going to tell one of my ghost stories. Okay? So, I'm going to give it about 30 seconds, and if somebody doesn't, then I'm going to tell one of my ghost stories. So, and that's probably like, please call in. Please call in. I'm tired of hearing this crap over and over again.
Oh, I like listening to you.
I'm just playing around. I got Chloe in here. You know, she knows she's not supposed to lay on the carpet. No, you go back. Go back and lay down. Thank you. Just because I said her name. Go back. Now she knows she's supposed to lay on the carpet. So she lays on the carpet. No, hey, over there. Right here. No, right here. Right here. Right there. Hey. Right there. Oh, you can get mad at me all you want. Sit down. Lay down, honey. Lay down right there. Goodness. Sometimes she just, yeah, did you hear her? She went, yeah, sometimes she gets a little attitude and she doesn't want to do what you want her to. So, okay. I've got a good Okay, Dove for Peace. Lexi. Anybody want to call in? Anybody? I can tell my ghost story.
Okay,
here we go. All right, so. Okay, so what happened was. Click on the show page again. No. I don't know what they mean. Oh, okay. Okay, so what's going to happen? Okay. Here's what happened. Okay, so I was in here in the house by myself for about 5 days while my mom went down to my uncle's house and in Florida and visited him, because 2 weeks after Dad died, his wife died. And my aunt. And so, she went down there, my mom did, but I didn't. So I was here alone a lot, and it wasn't because I was nervous, because I was alone. It wasn't my nerves. It wasn't anything like that. What I was doing, I was sitting in a chair that's kind of beside the TV, and I was watching TV, and then all of a sudden, in the corner of my eye, I saw this black, undulating is the only thing I can maybe think of that would describe it, kind of like moving around like, I don't know. It kind of looked like, it almost looked like kind of like a condensed cloud or something, but it went around the corner and, into the kitchen, and it pretty much made this pathway that Dad would have normally taken. So, you know, just little things like that. And then also some books flying off the shelves upstairs. And I don't think he's going to let Granddad do that anymore. I think he's going to protect Dad and protect me from Granddad. My dad's going to be like, and that we talked about this last night, I think, didn't we? Yeah, about him saying enough is enough. You know, leave him alone, you know, and so dad's bucking up to dad, to Granddad, which he would have never done that in real life. But anyway, hey, Dove for Peace, what are you guys talking about downloading stuff? I was just wondering. Okay, anyway, I just wondered what you guys were talking about, because it might be something I need to do. For mine or whatever, I don't know. But anyway, so seeing that black mass and then sitting in that same chair looking at Mom, there was a little white, almost little white shadow kind of thing. Not white shadow, but a little white energy ball sort of thing went behind her head, behind the lamp, and then went into his room where he would have walked. So I'm thinking that maybe it's, you know, I'm thinking that maybe it's residual, you know. Oh, you couldn't hear me. Okay, sorry about that. I'm sorry, Lexi. I'm sorry about that. If there was something I would have known to do, man, I wish you guys could have been on there. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, it was shocking. All of those situations that were pretty shocking. I was not ready for that, and I think that's when you usually run into situations like that, is when you're not ready for it. When you go looking for it, sometimes you won't. You know, I think if spirits kind of feel like you're trying to make communication with them, and they maybe don't feel like talking to anybody. You know, they're going to run away from you, you know. But I truly believe that Dad is in here. I've had several people that are really good at what they do tell me that he is in here. And you know. So yeah, I mean, he's in a peaceful place either way. I don't know. Annette, what do you think about this? Like, you know, if we've talked about this many times, I'm sure, but the free will of a spirit once they leave their body, I'm wondering, are they able to go back and forth? Are they able to, you know, visit places that they wanted to go to or always wanted to go to? And then they can go back to their safe place and wherever they're at, whatever. You know, I'm wondering how that works. And I mean, I still have, and I think that's what everybody's kind of hunting for in a way, you know, with all those shows and whatever else, you know, it tends to bring up a lot of questions that you wouldn't normally think about, you know? Right. But anyway, let me check out the studio. Now, Annette, what do you think about that?
Well, I told you that everybody's told me that he's around my house, but why would he just stay at my house when this wasn't his house? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So where you are, that was your dad's home. So I think you'd be more apt to be there right now. But
exactly.
In my case,
yeah.
My dad's
yeah.
home.
Exactly. And that's why, like, I honestly feel these huge bursts of energy. I think energy form, we can be in more than one place at a time. And Anitra said that. She said, I think in energy form, we can be in more than one place at a time. I like that. I think that's true for sure. Okay, so what we're going to have to do real quick is take one more break because I'm going to have to move my stuff back upstairs. I was down here in the main living room, but Mom and her friends are here, and they'll come in making all kinds of freaking racket. So I'm going to see how can I do this. Annette, what I might do, see, I don't know if it's going to cut, I don't think it'll cut you off. I'll just be gone. So stay on for me, and I'll be right back.
Okay. Mm-hmm.